Good evening.
Hello, good evening. Let me put you a little bit louder. Okay.
It's just you, Hannah.
Yes, I know.
I'm sorry?
I wanted to see how far in time. It's just 3 minutes after.
Right. So I'm going to start with the Anubhav Koach, and we'll see.
Okay.
Please join me with saying the Anubhav Koach. Anubhav Koach. Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yitat Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu No Ufrei Shayim, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrein. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkat Shem. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sikadcha Tami Gamlen Betet Resh Zaditaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Betus Bet
Yes, man.
Yachid Gea Lampa Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufal We have brought the energy of creation into our place, our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanun Erch Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseawon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary of the Zohar. It is from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Mishkin Tei B'Tilu Erchimu Tilu Tilu Erchimu Le'afka L'shem Yud Hei B'Vav Hei B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneinan Bekudsha Perichu Choma De'aved Le'ela Witata Kola Yiyu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Belay Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Mine Yaulan Haga Be Yakalana Dehaku Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Isterich Bialma. The year 5778 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech ta. Hello, not Amar Achoti, Udla Beg Meene, Shite Levi Bot Vierre, Mi Ada. The second one, the second verse, is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale pashai, ladonai ohe wahe, weata nasata, awon chatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goat, but also the year of the wake-up. There are two verses that connect to the energy of this year as well. The first verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of this verse, we're able to create tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of this verse, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we studied that connects to the year of the goat, the year of the wake up, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe. Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are also two verses in this year that connect to this energy. The first we study, 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat, velo yachlu lahavshit, et kol ha'olot vayahaskum, achechem halevim, ad kilot hamlacha, v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to parse them into eight names of God. Adonai yohe wahe, la-la-he, wa-wa-wa, Yola yo ala me hey 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 aka are kaha. The second verse we study for this energy of the pause, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu va Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olamim. The second verse is Job. Is from Isaiah, I'm sorry. The year 5775 has the energy of peace in the middle, swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol ha-machavoyiyam, asher yitzabei sham wushaltem, elai el nahum, v'halakti yitzem, v'chayayim yeshna, v'aretz v'hipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayom. The year 5774, peace in the Middle East. There's one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Vesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona.
We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying each letter with its root vowel. We say the letter with the root vowel out loud in sequence.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alame. Mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la awa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha. Hey hey wa, muta hey hey a yo re ta shi a hey, re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re, yo hey wa la hey hey ka wa ko me nu da, anu yo hey a me re hey a yo yo za, hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la hey. Sa'ala reyo ashila meyo he. Wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me. Nunu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo la he re he me sa re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Dama me be. Me nu ko ayo ahe be wa re ahe yo be me he yo yo me wa me.
Now we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sabe, te, me, me, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, wah, pa, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wah, hey, me, a, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wah, wah, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wah, pe, nu, la, nu, me, ha, yo, ke, yo, me nu hei hei te wa, nu yo hei hei shi a yo re ta shi a hei, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa hei re, yo yo wa la hei hei ka a ko me nu da, a nu yo hei wa me, re hei a yo hei za, hei shi hei me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo hei, sa ala are yo, a ala me ta he, wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi ala me, nu he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la, he he, he be wa he, me za re, wa he be yo a he, ala wa me za yo, da he be me ka so a la a he he wa. Re, re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 23rd day of Sivan, Rabbi Yaakov Palach of Lublin, Rabbi Raphael Tzumach ben Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel Tzvi Kowalski, Rabbi Yehuda Assad, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak of Bolondov, in the 8th verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper, tonight's class is a Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 19, the second column from the left. When you click on the Tikkuni Zohar landing page, it will open up and then scroll down to class 32, which is section 32, A and B. We will start with section 32A in the Aramaic. Does anyone have any questions before we begin? Ila ayud hachma abataf tiferet. Ben bayit delaila beinun hawayat bediuk neya devahu bayit lau havash reshul naveya bechozalea ala tamanila berishu pianat Havayat Ael Bali Rishu Givara Dimalka Daliyat Aman Tereya Sati Malaya Vila Odela. Benaviyahu acharinin lo chavo aalin lemachame lemalka ela v'shatin Yomin Yudiyan Kegavna Ishtkachana Biacharon Kehawa Aila Ama Mikal Huo Beit Mar Bia Biel Yavo The call it Al Hakat Kodesh Ela Bezalt Yavo Acharin El Hakadosh Kol Shekain Acharanin Viansk Bekol Sheata Beshiata Uvachol Yomadiansk Bai Bae Havait Hail Lemecheze Lebalka Beloot Ela Kol Neviaya Havo Hazin Nevoa Teilachon Devarim Demalka Kol Had Vechat Beachadar Yediya Velo Yatir Venachon Bereshe Demilka Venachon Benamin Teresha Kokavayo Umazali Delit Lon Koshavana Mimehon Binin Menachon Biodanin Menachon Bianpin Menehon Bechotme Menachon Befuma Menachon Betzavir Menachon Biyadim Menachon Bekoma Deihu Kufa Menachon Beshokin Menichon Biot Berit Menachon Belavoshin Bemalka Bila hawa lon rishu, v'is takala yatir, aval Moshe b'kol avar, uv'chol atar hu b'shig, nevoa dila yalo, dila ya, uv'chol avar v'yalver, ayehi, Chot nechata legabeya madila hawa haki l'shar kol neviaya ekol chad salik liavar diliyo denash matzaya hawa yelut v'hahu avar v'havuhu Avarhu leya aviyu Uvarata demalka ayahi hekala Bekol avar v'yaver mitzvah Bekol avar v'yaver Adonai ayahu kechoshvan Ayakil Uginda Da Uginaha. Hakil Shar Kong Viaya Tikoha Ilaya. Penashmatia Awatzlil Hatzilut Mehahu Avar Behahu Avarhu Leyaviyu Urata Demilaka Ayehi Hekala Tekol Avar Behavar
Mitzvah de kol azer ve'ever Adonai. Ayuhu kehoshban ekal uginda. Na uginda ha itmar. Tiftach yudke vavke ayuhu. Bekol avar v'avar Adonai hekol. Yudke vavke bekol avar v'avar v'ayehi. Nevuah dekol avar v'avar mireya. Dekol aver v'avar itkare. Bekol aver v'aver. Ait leya na itkare sefira yadiya ayakala bekalhu shakinta tata adonai bekama mimanan nature hareim inun lehaikala delayalon. Amin Naviyayo Ela Berishu Kombayaya Mahemana Komapita Ekala Dehakama Mare Denadua Inun Defakin Letarain Dehakala Laimrin Amrin Adonai Shafatai Tiftah Laihi Satima Lagabehu Adyanan Tai Tai Tamanayahi Lo Ait Patat Lamalka Dehavo Tarikin Leia Avadu v'afrikasu v'meim naun v'shalitani ara l'machaze imeya kohad kafum sar koi v'kohad kafum shaltanu taya Bekol had kifum asko Mavad malka shavi Kala biyadi Tomet matronita Vayamar kol mandveae Lamashil shealto Yeta le matronita Deihi Do o ti kim bezot behahuzina de fakin kol hol fatachat befataha demtamin segari ron besagir vitamin pichon didavtach miad yeta. Re'aye mehemana Vayame Adonai Shifatai Tivtach Kametz Petach Da'as Agir V'dapetach Tirein Tirin Na'ashapu Vivin Na'ashevashe Arei Tzedek Alayhu Itmar Paichu Lishare tzedek Malgavayahi Sagota Sagol Ihu Bialavayahi Sagota Yisra Alreshe Halim Aleya Itmaravo Bam Oda yudke avo ayehi efser da ayehi pekud. Kalim Vavayo. It is through Moshe, who had permission, that the door is always opened. Moshe brought us Torah, and through our study of its lessons, we may come to understand the way things work. What is it that opens for us? It is our sense of connection and our participation with unity. In this way, each step becomes connected to the greater whole, as understanding builds and becomes more accessible. We are speaking of Moshe here, and also of the Torah scholar that rises to the level of Moshe. Those who are able to see usually can only see but dimly, or through one faculty or the other, symbolized by the limbs of the body. Moshe could see with the unification of the body through all of its parts. In a sense, his soul level extended itself into the awareness of unity, therefore bringing about that unity within his being. Each and every limb has its vision via the awareness of unity called Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, that is within the chamber, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. I am adding, this is the name, Aleph Yud Dalet He Nun Vav Yud He. Keep this combination of eight letters constantly before you until it becomes part of every aspect of your being. Also know that there is another combination that is sometimes to be used. It is this, Yud Aleph Hey Dalet Vav Nun Hey Yud. Which name should you use? Make your best connection to your intuition. If you are wrong, the mercy of Hashem will activate and make it correct. The awareness of both gates and chamber are what are required for the permission to be given. This permission is the recognition that what we are asking is specific to what we hope to focus upon. Therefore, bring forth the imaging intention of Moshe in order to open these doors to the chamber, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. For the first, the place must be prepared. The chamber and then the gates may open within the setting of the chamber. It is via the Shekhinah, the Queen, that we enter into the Bayit of Holiness, the chamber where Yud has its home. It does no good to boast of the understanding of this secret, because it is only through a certain level of vision that you will get the permission required to open the Holiness within. What you are asking for is for Moshe, or the level of Moshe, to ascend upon you, saying, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, open my lips. Pathon opens and Sagron closes. There are levels of awareness that are signs of the recognition of the focus or the level of Moshe. Just as the vowel points open up the meanings of letters, of words, so too do your specific focus determine the permission you receive to be open to the level of Moshe. I shall give thanks to Yud-Kei, who is Keter above all. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter into it. Zeh, this is Tetiri, and they are the two pillars of truth. The righteous shall enter therein. This is the righteous one, the sign of the covenant in both of them. It is Kirik under Tseri, and it is the Shurek, the connection of both of them. Shurek within the Vav is the connection of male and female. I am adding, it is important and recommended to become familiar with the vowels and the vowel names. As an example, the Tseri is two dots next to each other. The harik is one dot under the letter. The harik under the tseri creates the sigol.
the three-dot triangle. Learn this well. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions? Section 32B.
Hello?
Yes.
Doesn't this go right along with our Deeper Zohar class today?
Of course. It always does. Sometimes we're able to see it, and sometimes it's as clear as mud.
So that one was pretty clear.
Yes, it is very clear. Thank God. You know, it's...
Yeah.
There are some dates that on Tuesday night, I've noticed that I am very tired and falling asleep when I say this, when I do the Aramaic. And tonight, my energy level is very high.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to determine what was going on, and it's the energy of this week of the... of Shlach Lecha, going for yourself, of sending for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I never did really associate the Segol as being the Segre plus the Herik. You know, I always thought of it as the Segol. So that was a new little light bulb that went off, you know, that it's a combination of like 2 plus 1.
And what about the two vertical dots? Where would you put it in that context?
Well, that's true.
The Shabbat.
That would be the
Shabbat is the combination. It's the Harik in combination with part of the other. Also, when you think about the Kamatz, when we talk about the gematria of the vowel itself, every line of a vowel is 6 and every dot is 10. So
right.
The goal is a gematria of 30 and so forth. But the Kamatz is a line and a dot. But you don't see it that way because we think it is a small t.
And so I noticed they mentioned. Oh, go ahead. I thought you
go
were
ahead.
Finished.
Go ahead and look at the vowels again with this insight and see how they all relate to each other.
Well, I do. I think when we studied the letters of Aleph-Bet, I had made a little chart of all the values of each one of the vowels. But in this particular, I noticed that they've mentioned the two names of the, what did we call them, the angels,
right.
That they referred in Aramaic, you know, to Patcho and Sagro, Sog and Sandalphone, you know, again. So they're playing a part with opening the door, allowing you in the chamber, and then closing the door.
Right.
Okay. All right, I'm going to mute again.
No problem. Anybody else would like to make a comment, feel free. 32B. Da yud ke dehu keter al kalcho zedatari binuntare simaki kishot tzadikin yavao o da tzedik tzadik dehu ot berit. Bitrohu Ayuhu Ha Chori.
Pachot Tsari Vehu Shorik Kishur De Tarohu Shorik Beit Vav Kishore Nasidra De Tzadik Shorik Legabe Biala Kishorada Yehli Yaleya Vayehi Harik Tachota Tare Tare Samakai Kishot Ayu Sigol Tichot Kerem Biroin Vayehi Cholam Liali Pikaeter Hukim Daven Measu Devonim Haita Lerosh Pina Kohu Amrin Meat Hashem Haita Zot Hayao Nafleat Vianainu Bizamna Ayahi Rilirosh Pina Itkariyat Resha Viala Itmar Reshich Alif Kekarmel Kad Salikat Legabe Malkakima Malakin Bekama Nishmatin Salkin Ima Dayanun Neemin Biladi Tilin Meina Kaandin Biat Kala Bekama Malakin Unashmatin Nehorin Kadamaha Itkareyao Ayani Hashem Alihu Itmarki Anin Miyu Aldirake Ishvikama Kakudin Salkin Kadamaha Itkariyat Bekoho Mitzvot Hashem Bera Me'arit Aneim Bekama Malakin Salkin Amad Itkariu Azne Hashem Demamim Alkalin Bitzalotin Bial Shitach Bnei Adam Lemoshama Salotin Bekame Malakim Salkin Ayama Deit Kareo Bnei Hashem Deit Mar Bechon Udmot Bnei Hem Bnei Adam Begomer Neharim Bekama Gegavin Bekama Malakin Salkin Ama Beit Kareyu Rohin Veishin Dait Mar Bechon Ose Malakav Rohot Ashratiyu Eshluchet Samech Aleph Inun Demamanayin Aurache Betanena Dekarvanin Beinun Marei Hashmin Yolich Et Kakol Uva'al Kenafin Yagid Devar Bekamama Arei Betso Arei Salkin Amad Tamin Kana Veshet Demamnan Al Karvanin Vitzalotin Samech Aleph Beitz
Itzalotin, Beit Mar Behon, Et Tarbeni, Lecha Me Leish, Vilein, Eat Kariu Ashim, Vekama Malakin, Salkin Ama, Eat Karehu Mare, Deedin Deet Mar Behom, Vayedi Adam Matchat, Kanafihem Vekama, Mare de Gufa Salkin, Ema de Eat Tamar, Behon de Goetu. Fatar Shesh, Vekama Mare Devarit Salkin, Amadit Mar Behon Temaraya, Akashit Beinun Mare Beotot, Vekama Mare Dargin, Salkin amade itmar bechon urgalihem regel yeshara bekadihu beikalaha kalho neveayo salkin teman bedavkin betarea viamarin Adonai shefatai Taftach talat kadimein, v'tzalotainun. Masdarin she'alpin, al nachshe. V'ya'ala, v'chon kadam, alat ha'olot, v'tamin chaye nachshe, amzayot. Mamanin al she'alatin le'mashel le'otahon al tzarki gufa tulat betarin makabelin tayuta bekol she'alata min malka bela'ala makalechu yad tot bat Velatata Mekolaho Yad Chotamot Adahu Dikti Ayov Lez Uvaid Kol Adam Atom Yad Kotvat Oraita Velachtev Deio Yehi Leyamina Yad Kotamat oraita deva'al podayihi lishma'ala oraita devat tav tayihi leimina aleya itmar uvne Yisrael yotzayiyam v'yad rama v'da'amoda Adayahi lemeina aleya itmar uvne Yisrael yotzeim Biyad Rama the Da Amoda the Emsaita the Ayahu Oraita the Aityahiyav Memena the Tamin Hachma Oraita the Va'al Po the Tamin Shekinta Tata'a Po Aitkareyat Mesitre The tzadik veheki salik po lehoshvan mila deihu kol po uvgin dal viad kol
Atom Vayahi Lishmala Tatamina Yahi Ima Alea De Itmar O Tatamano The Chaim The Tzadik Al Shema Otkere Sefer Chaim. For every thought, there is a connecting thought, which links together one idea after another. There are supporting ideas like the charik beneath the tzeri, and there are binding ideas like the charik that links to the holiness above. The binding of the Shekhinah is the connecting link of the tzaddik, by whose actions the world is corrected and made anew. These descriptions are allusions to the internal process that takes place in consciousness. Things are added together based upon this right and left arrangement of truth, between them meanings like associations that are binding. An unwritten comment is this paragraph needs to be contemplated upon. In building the way within, the appearance of the Shekhinah is the beginning of the realization of connection. The souls that rise are the thoughts that are of holiness that we have attached ourselves to. These rise according to the level of our awareness of the Shekhinah, which once perceived becomes the channel for the fulfillment of these thoughts. The image of the Maker sees you. Of course.
Or would it be better? Would it be better for me to wait until you finish the section?
No, it's better to interrupt.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put my finger where we are. That very first, two or three sentences, notice that Harik is spelled with, you know, C-H, but then on the last one, it's S-H. There are supporting ideas like the Harik beneath the Serai, and there are binding ideas like the Sharik, although this time there's a garish there, so I guess it must be referring to a number rather than, I was thinking it was the same word just spelt differently, so it had some different meaning, but it looks like this is either a number or an abbreviation.
If you go to the first paragraph in the Aramaic.
Mm-hmm. Let me go back. Okay.
You have Sari Reshud, and then you have Taf Reshud.
Mm-hmm.
Two different words.
Yeah, I see that. Because I didn't notice it in the Aramaic, but I see it there. But it looks like one's a word and another must be
A number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or an abbreviation.
Right. Okay, thank you. I'm glad I saw that you pointed out the difference because I didn't catch that at first.
Okay. I understand. No problem. The paragraph we're at is the image of the Maker.
No, it's just above that. The souls that rise, I think.
Okay.
That's what
thank
my finger.
You.
Okay, thank you.
That's fine. Thank you. The souls that rise are the thoughts that are of holiness that we have attached ourselves to. These rise according to the level of our awareness of the Shekhinah, which once perceived becomes the channel for the fulfillment of these thoughts. The image of the Maker sees through the eyes of the Maker.
meaning what we envision raised to holiness becomes the thing unto where it is sent. What we realize then is the truth of a thing through its performance and our awareness of being aligned with that awareness. What this is saying, see if I can put it into words. Truth of something, an idea, when we implement it, when we perform that idea, and as well as our awareness of the performance, when the action is aligned with the consciousness, this is the unification of upper and lower, our hands and our head. These angels are the doorways through which our prayers ascend. The prayers are then aligned with holiness. What is this holiness? It is the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the recognition of prayer and blessing being a part of the same thing. This image called face is the reflected impression of holiness upon the prayers that have risen, causing them to become imbued with this face, according to the intention that is the prayer and its alignment above. These spirits and fire, spirit winds, are the pathways upon which prayers and thoughts travel in their seeking unification above. In this way, the smoke and scent of the sacrifices is transformed into the thought forms that represent their intentions. That sentence needs to be contemplated. Higher thoughts brought about by the image that speaks through them are called the birds of heaven, and their wings are self-contained in the wisdom they embody above. The body is then an instrument for the transformation of substance, the body, into prayers that rise above in the symbolic act of the sacrifices. It is the breath that propels the word, and it is here also part of the transformation process. We guide the prayers above through what we think about during their speaking. This guidance, or our hands, is likened to the man that is carried up by wings. The body of perfection is built by the masters whose intention realizes the levels of awakening and prays with the unification in mind. These signs are the inner dimensions of the Shekhinah, meaning that she is perceived both outwardly and inwardly. The complete realm of consciousness is included in the dwelling of the Shekhinah. The masters of feet have this knowledge throughout. These first three blessings of prayer symbolizes the opening above, where we enter into the holiness of the cause of causes, or more practically, into operation centers above. Everything is in its proper place. Blessings are then above, while prayers are in the middle, and the fulfillment is below. This is an analogy for the transformation of intentional thought, prayer, into the intended outcome. This paragraph, when we learn to implement it with various kavanot and various thoughts in the Amidah and the first three blessings of the Amidah, this is how we bring the energy through the Amidah. It takes a meditation based on what the letters of the Amidah are all about. As we ascend above, those prayers become the realities of consciousness, moving with the power of the cause of causes. What is accepted above is what transforms below. If our prayer is accepted, we become transformed by that prayer. See that in Torah there is the study and its many precepts. Also, see that there is its exposition that is applicable to everyday life. Call this written Torah, then the theoretical Torah central to the understanding of above, where there is wisdom. The oral Torah is what we understand about its meanings and what we are able to relate to in the terms of pursuing our worldly affairs and the world that is coming. The final thought in this section is Malchut, the completion that makes the connection to the higher mother above. This is the book of life, meaning this is the way that things work within consciousness. Sagrom, and called Adonai, his name is as the name of his master. And they say to him, tell him, Adonai, open my lips, open the gates of the temple. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions?
Well, so when we sing Adonai Shefatati Taku Fiyakita Elate Ka, and we're standing before the ark, we can visualize the temple opening, the gates opening. It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. And try it, and you'll float above. It's absolutely beautiful, absolutely amazing.
It really is.
You all have a beautiful evening. Shalom
Thank
to
you
all.
So
Shalom God. Thank you.
Shalom Kadu. This was really great. Okay, good night.
Day. I agree. Good night. Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom. Thank you. Shalom. Thank you.